I brought something to show you. We're going to try and understand a little bit about what temptation means. Do you guys know what temptation means? Are you ever tempted? Do you ever do something that's wrong? Yeah, when you do something that's wrong, what's that called? You know what it's called? Sin, right? Sin, when you do something that God doesn't want you to do, something that's wrong, that's called sin. And temptation is when you see something and you want to do it, even though you know it's wrong and you shouldn't do it. That's temptation, right? Okay, and today in our story, we heard our lesson from the Bible. We heard about how Eve was tempted in the garden, and then we heard about how Jesus, the devil, came and tried to get Jesus to sin, so Jesus was tempted too. Okay, I'm going to show you some things here. This one you'll like, I think. You know who this is? Who's this? Oh, this is Buzz. This is Buzz. Buzz Lightyear, right? You know, and he's a good guy, right? You see the smile on his face? He's trying to help people, trying to save and rescue people. He's a good guy. Okay. Now, in the story with Buzz, who's the bad guy? You guys know who the bad guy? Well, there is one of those that has a kid that's kind of naughty, but I guess I was thinking of this bad guy here. Remember him? What's his name? Remember his name? He's Zurg. Remember, he's Zurg. How can you tell he's the bad guy and not Buzz? How can you tell which one's bad? Can you tell? Yeah, that's right. That's right. Zurg looks very angry. He looks scary to me. He's the bad guy, and Buzz looks happy. So he's the good guy. That's how you can tell, you know. And Buzz is trying to help people, and Zurg, no, he's doing mean things to people, right? So he's the bad guy. So who do you think is the worst bad guy of all? Not in the movie, but in in life. You know, because, you know, Buzz and Zurg are not real, right? But there's a real bad guy who's the worst bad guy there could ever be. A real life bad guy. The devil, right? You said it. The devil. The devil's the real life bad guy because he hates God. And he doesn't want us to get God's love. He wants to keep us away from God. And God loves us so much. The devil was the very first one to do something wrong, to sin. And he wants to hurt us. He tempts us to sin. The Bible says he's like a roaring lion that wants to eat us up. That's really bad. Huh? That's a really bad guy. And you know what the devil looks like? What do you think the devil looks like? You think? Yeah. Well, I have an example of that in here. There's a puppet. Some people say that the devil looks like this, right? He's red and he has horns. You know, when I was little, I didn't think the devil was real because I had seen cartoons with a devil like this. And I knew cartoons were not real, so I thought the devil was not real. The devil doesn't look like this. He's real. He's not a cartoon. Eve saw the devil. The devil was disguised, dressed up like what? Like a snake. Are snakes the devil? No, they're creatures that God made. The devil was just dressed up like that. The Bible says that the devil disguises himself to look like a bright, shiny, beautiful angel. I wonder why. You think he wants to confuse us and tempt us to do what's wrong, to think that what he says is good, but it's not what God says is good. Did you know that the devil tried to fool even Jesus? That's what we heard today. Did Jesus get fooled by the devil? No. Did Jesus sin? No, he never did. He heard what the devil was telling him to do, but he didn't do it. Each time the devil told Jesus to do something, Jesus thought of a Bible verse where God said, no, you should do this instead of that. Each time he heard the devil say something to him, he said, no, the Bible says I should not do what you're telling me to do. I should do something else instead. I should follow what God says, right? And that's a good idea, see, because sometimes we get thoughts and we don't know if they're good. Maybe the devil's whispering us in our ears and we can't see him. We don't know it's the devil telling us to do something bad. But if we think about God's word and what God tells us in the Bible, then we can say no to the devil. We'll know that those are bad things that the devil's telling us to do. Okay, thank you. Pray with me, please. Thank you, Jesus, for loving us and for dying for our sins and for forgiving us. Help us to remember your words so we won't sin. Amen.